Gold Key.
Hey there, is there Aaron by chance?
He's not. Can I take a message?
Yeah, before you do that, is there normally a good time to catch him?
No, not really. He's usually in and out.
No, he is? Okay.
Yeah, there's no set time that he's actually here or not here.
Gotcha. Perks of being a manager, right?
I suppose.
Okay. Well, yeah, my name's Kyle. I'm calling over here with the Bank of Cardiff. Do you maybe help him out with financing over there or anybody else?
Well, I'm the office manager. Boss him around a lot, but what's this in regards to, darling?
Okay, yeah. Well, it looks like you guys had taken out some working capital around July of last year.
That sounds right.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Well, I don't know if you received them, but we sent out a couple offers over your way in reference to that. Based off that relationship, we had you pre-approved for some equipment and capital. Just wanted to see how business was treating you this summer.
Well, something like that. Usually Larry gets all the emails for that, and the way our little partnership relationship works is if he gets something that he's interested in, then we sit down and discuss it and make a joint decision.
Okay.
Other than that, if he's gotten them, he just hasn't been in much lately, so if he's gotten them, he hasn't had a chance to look at them.
Okay, so it's kind of, you guys sit down and both kind of figure out what you're looking to do then?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Well, did you guys have I'm sure you're probably familiar with the capital you guys took out. Did you guys have a pretty good experience with them?
I hated them. They were a pain in the ass to work with and pissed me off, to be honest. But, I mean, other than that, they funded fairly quickly and things like that. And now, thank God, I don't have to deal with them anymore. I just hate them. But they
of
were
course.
Literally a they were a pain in my ass, to be honest.
Really? Like, who did you guys go through?
Oh, I can't even remember the name of him now. I know that guy just pissed me off, though.
Well, I'm sure thinking about it might put you in a bad mood there, so no,
well,
I've heard
it. No, it was just more of that, oh, okay, this is what we need to fund you, and then that would change, and I'm like, what are you doing here?
Just that long old process.
You know, back and forth, and it was, we don't need this, and then we do need this, and I'm like, no, you already told me that you'd fund us without this, and you're being a pain in my ass, and then they didn't fund when they said it was ridiculous. So
yeah, it does sound like
soon as I'm done with them, I don't think that I will ever okay going back to them.
Okay, well, you guys still have a couple months left on your term there then, sounds like?
I think so, yeah. I think we've got, it might actually be more like 6 months or something. I know I'm paying them an ungodly amount of money every month just to get them away from me.
Really? Okay. You guys lucked out on monthly payments, though?
We pay, yeah, actually, we pay a little extra, too, just so I can get them away from me.
Oh, nice. Well, that's good to hear. Well, I mean, not good to hear, but, yeah, that's a good way to do it, I guess, go about that. All right, well.
Yeah, that guy's never, ever called back to check in with me. I think I might have scared him.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, though. I mean, at least you're just keeping the people away that you don't want to talk to, right?
Is that why people stay away from me?
No, not at all. I'm just, it's Friday here, so I'm in a good mood trying to look forward to the weekend.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, well, if you're ever looking to, you know, bring on a little bit extra capital, I'm sure we could free up some on top of that and maybe get you out of dealing with them over there. I will tell you, we really, our upper management really stresses on us to emphasize how we really want to develop a relationship with our customers. So that way it's as simple as, you know, if you need money or equipment, you're able to just pick up the phone and call Kyle over here with Cardiff and able to just go on with it, not have to worry about the never-ending process it seems like some people ask for these days.
Right.
Yeah, like I know, like much of the bigger banks, they all offer like flat, you know, numbers across the board, and they're kind of like give you all these hoops to jump through and whatnot, and that's kind of the exact opposite of the way we work here. We kind of like to see what you're looking for, and then we know our programs in and out over here, so we kind of just try to see what makes the most sense for you in the business, mostly. Would you guys originally take out the capital for?
Just inventory and things like that.
Okay, just like bringing on new cars and buying some of those, or okay, you guys go to an auction a couple times a week, or
yeah, we do.
Okay, which ones? Just local ones over there?
We've got one, Odessa, up in Boise, and then they're opening a new auction place up there that we're going to check out in October, too.
In October, okay.
CarMax auction is what it is.
Oh, nice. And you guys probably pick up quite a few cars each auction trip, right?
To be honest, there's weeks that we go without getting anything, and it's not for lack of capital. It's because the car business is really tough right now.
Okay. No, yeah, and I understand that. My dad's
people
want to
sell their. Oh, really?
Yeah, he works at a Chevy dealership. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah, at the auctions right now, people are trying to sell their cars for actually what they would sell for retail because there's just so many car dealers, especially used ones, where they can sometimes get retail at an auction, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah, it does seem ridiculous, especially how much they depreciate once you drive off the lot there. So, like, I don't really understand how that makes the most sense, especially with all the miles that accumulate on them and whatnot. But how long does it usually take you to... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask how long it usually takes you to, like, turn around cars most of the time. I'm sure it varies pretty much throughout the whole year and all that, but...
It kind of really depends on the car. I mean, there's a lot of times I'll get a car in from auction, and I won't even have a safety inspection done on it. I won't have a detail. I have nothing done but literally get it on my lot, and I've got people bugging me wanting to paper it so they can drive it. So a lot of the times, I mean, it just depends on the car, too, but... A lot of times I'll turn them before I even get them safety inspected or, I have to make people wait. And then there's other cars, it just seems like sometimes they hang around until the right buyer comes.
Of course, someone who's looking for that particular make and model and whatnot, huh?
Yeah.
But I know what you mean, though. Some of the most, like the more popular ones, probably someone sees that you got it in and they don't last very long at all.
Oh, yeah, no, especially around here, trucks go fast.
Oh, I bet. I bet you guys are in Twin Falls, right?
Yep.
Okay, and how long have you guys been over there? Since the 90s or so, it looks like?
Oh, Larry's been in the car business for 20 years, so...
Oh, wow. And how long have you guys alone been open over there?
The one we just got?
Oh, you guys have multiple locations?
Location? I thought you said loan. No. This one he's had... God, Christy, how long has Larry been here? Oh, in this spot, but he had one before that. I think he's been actually Gold Key for 15 years, and then before that, he was with a major dealer.
Oh, okay, so yeah, he's had quite a bit of experience, then it sounds like.
He's a freaking retard in the car business. He knows everything. He's also the vice president for the Idaho chapter of the ISIDA, so.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty sweet. So he must have a lot of valuable information there, sounds like.
He likes to remind me that I work with royalty.
Well, lucky you then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty, sounds like a fun guy to be around, though. Yeah, definitely. Well, I was just going to ask, would you guys ever run into, like, looking to bring out a little extra capital coming in towards the end of the year?
Not that I'm aware of, not at this point in time.
Okay.
I mean, it just all depends. I know that end of the year, we usually try to stock up as much as we can for tax time and everything. But,
definitely.
At this point in time, I know that we're okay and not really looking right now, so.
Okay. And so you guys kind of up, down, or flat from last year, sales-wise, you think?
Up.
Up? Well, that's never a bad problem there, too, either, right?
Everybody loves me. They like buying cars for me.
Of course. So you're a sales lady then over there?
I do everything from clean the toilet to make coffee to sales to accounts receivables, repoing. I've been known to detail a car or two.
Okay.
I do it all.
I bet you the repos, those probably get interesting sometimes, huh?
Oh, they're very interesting.
So do you actually go out like on the tow and pick up the car and everything?
I've actually gone out in the dark and snuck into a car and driven off with it.
Oh, that's awesome. A buddy of mine, his dad owns a towing company, and I've got to go on a couple with him. And I'll tell you, you can run into some wild people sometimes.
Oh, yep. We've had some interesting ones.
Yeah, I bet. Okay. Well, I know you guys aren't looking to do much right now and all, but you guys usually have a specific time of year that it's, like, super busy over there when you guys are just...
Tax time?
Okay. Yeah, everybody's trying to hide their money somehow, right?
Everybody's up to buying cars when they get their tax returns back.
Yeah, gotcha. Oh, okay, that's what you mean. Not before the taxes, after the taxes. Gotcha.
Oh, no, after tax time comes.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, the big, those nice refund checks. I'm pretty sure everybody loves to go out and get something new with those, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, no, me too. I look forward to that time every year, I'll tell you. Do you guys have any plans for, like, I know he's been over there at that shop for a few years. You guys ever thought about opening a second location or anything like that?
Oh, I think I have a bit more work to do around this, and I'd rather get this one more established than opening a second one.
Okay.
At this point in time, I'm working hard at making some changes and all of that, and we're starting to see the benefits of some of those. So.
Oh, right on. Would any changes?
He
particular?
Talks about retiring in a couple of years, anyways. So.
Oh, okay, so would that kind of be passed down to you, or?
Oh, it better be.
Are you his daughter?
No.
No, sorry, I was just taking a guess there.
No, we've discussed it, and yeah, he's talked about retiring in a couple years and handing it over to me just because this is my baby. I was a customer first, and then I started working here, so.
Oh, well, that sounds like you
I
guys...
I love this place.
No, of course. And it sounds like you guys have a pretty good customer relationship, too. If you were a customer, now you're running the place. So that's pretty good.
Oh, no, I simply took the job to annoy him.
Well, did it work out?
Yeah, really well.
Really
I didn't
well.
Need a job. I literally did it just to annoy him. And now I get to do it on a daily basis, full time.
Right on. Well, right on. That's awesome there. I was going to ask you, I just came up, what do you guys have over there for a floor plan?
We've got a couple offices, reception area, that type of thing.
Okay, nice.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah, definitely. And is that working pretty well?
Seems to be,
okay. Well, that's,
just me and him here, so, because why hire anybody for anything else when I do everything?
Yeah, no, that sounds like a cool gig. Get to do everything. he might actually have the cooler role, though, I'll tell you. Kind of get to come and go as he wants and then still be the boss at the end of the day, right?
No, I boss him around, but yeah.
It goes hand in hand. Well, that's awesome. Alrighty, well, we do new and used equipment over here. If you're ever looking to bring on, anything like to do maintenance or anything like that. And then on the capital side, just to get a quick idea to reference this, what did you guys do in sales last year, like top line?
Oh, God, I don't remember right offhand.
Okay, no worries.
I have to go pull that binders out. And honestly, I would say best thing to do would be to shoot Larry another email, like, more towards the end of December.
Okay.
Just to kind of touch base with him and then go from there, because that's when we're going to be getting a bunch of inventory and stuff, and I don't know where we'll be sitting at capital-wise, but...
Okay, definitely. Yeah, and the cool thing I was just going to reference, so say if you guys are bringing in a million in sales over there, we could easily get you anywhere from $100,000 to $150,000 as unsecured cash, so you don't have to put up anything as collateral, have to worry about it being taken if something unfortunate happens. And then also it's a really quick process over here. I know you guys were dealing with a bunch with the other company. Super simple, just a couple pieces of paperwork, and then you're good to go, and quick turnaround. And on the capital side as well, I did want to mention that we have a match repeat policy, too. So, like, if you did happen to find someone else you're looking at, we can go back and forth and really get you the best deal possible for you, too, which would be nice for you there. What's a good email for you, too, just so I can shoot you my info?
It's, the hell is, goldkey, G-O-L-D-K-E-Y, dot M-L-A-R-S-O-N, at Gmail.
At gmail.com. Mm-hmm. awesome. I'll shoot one over your way, and we'll have just a summary again. If I'll get in touch in the next couple months, and hopefully get you guys set up over there, maybe help me out with some new inventory.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a good one. Good talking to you.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.